The West Live.
The West Live.
With Jenna Clark.
In a place as isolated as WA, the trucking industry is the lifeblood of our state. But right now, they're facing a critical shortage of truckies. Joining me from the Transport Workers Union is State Secretary Tim Dawson. Have you had any luck in chatting to the government specifically around this potential shortage of truckies due to the hard border that we saw the peak transport industry head said this week that we could need 500 road train drivers because they've been locked out by the hard border?
Yeah, look, we're in discussions with them about ways of bringing them into Western Australia. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it looks like that we may be going to, relax some of that. I think, that'll be great. I mean, it's not just truck drivers, it's aviation workers too that we need to be looking at. It's the opposite there. There's no jobs for them. So we need to definitely be addressing that as well. But, truck drivers is where we're at today. And, and things as simple as the mental, not simple, I mean, it's really important, but mental health of truck drivers as well. You know, it's a very isolated job for long distance truck drivers. And, people exit this industry because of some of them issues as well. And we need to really address that make sure we have programs and that in place. You know, and things like the way we deal with surveillance of truck drivers. I mean, we should have a code of conduct of how companies out there use their cameras in trucks. You know, most trucks now have, two or three cameras on drivers when they're operating. And the way some companies use that technology to, deal with drivers, bullying they use it for, the threats of sacking them and all of that is just goes towards, our industry being an industry that a lot of people either exit or don't want to come into.
So you mean cameras specifically on drivers because as a way of surveillance and just making sure that they're doing the right thing?
Yeah, that's right. And, it's the way it's used. I mean, companies put it in there saying, oh, it's for training and making sure that people don't do the wrong thing. But then you get people that go back through hours and hours of tape just trying to find something that a driver's done wrong just so that they can discipline or sack them because, they feel like they can do it. I mean, we've got to stop that. I mean, you can imagine the pressure that puts on someone. You imagine if your boss had a camera on you all day and then all of a sudden he decided, I don't like Jenna anymore and I'm going to go through hours and hours of tape to try and find something she's done wrong. So
don't give him any ideas, Tim. That's the last thing he needs.
I know. But I mean, these are the things that we've got to deal with in our industry. And, it's time that it stopped. It's time that we had better amenities. It's time that we had a better training system bringing people into our industry so that we can make sure that people want to come into our industry. It's not a second, third or fourth sort of, idea of something to do that young people leaving schools think, I can make a great career. And people have made great careers in our industry. Mm. The majority of truck drivers are very professional and do a great job out there, but it's the way that they're treated is the problem. And, we've got to treat them better. We've got to treat them like the professionals they are and respect what truck drivers do. I mean, every single thing we do in our life is relied on a truck driver delivering that to us, no matter what it is. Mm. If we're in the hospital, we rely on truck drivers to deliver the equipment and medicines. If we go to a pub to have a beer or a meal, it's the truck drivers that have delivered that. In your office, there wouldn't be one bit of equipment there that hasn't been delivered by a truck driver at some time. Mm. So, they are so important to what we do every day. And we've got to respect that.
Yeah, indeed. I guess with a lot of other industries where they are also competing with people wanting to join, to become a truck driver, you're trying to compete with mining giants who are offering enormous salaries, which cannot legitimately be matched here in Perth or in other parts of regional Australia. What other things do you think that companies can do to incentivise people to become truck drivers, given that a lot of people are saying that we could be short, 96 road train drivers come December?
If you're working for a good company, I mean, you're making the same money as a miner's making if you're doing long distance driving. So it's not always about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there who are exploited and paid a lot less than that, and we need to make sure that we're dealing with that and we're going through the appropriate processes to fix that. But mm-hmm. There's a lot of the thing is their conditions is one of the main things is, as I said earlier, we've got roadhouses that don't serve decent food. We've got roadhouses that charge a truck driver to come in and have a shower after they've been on the road for 2 or 3 days just because they don't fuel up there. We have, parking bays where they can travel for hours on end without any toilets in them. We've got hookup areas where we spend millions of dollars of putting down an area where, where trucks park to change trailers over and do that. And we can't even put toilets in them. We need to make sure when we build these areas, when we have conditions on people that own roadhouses, that they have proper parking areas, that they have proper amenities, and they serve decent food so that we can keep our truck drivers healthy.
Yeah.
These are the things that we need to do first. And if we can do that, then we'll go a long way to attracting people into our industry.
Yeah. And I guess you've touched on it earlier in regards to basically all of our amenities and daily needs are, delivered because of truck drivers here in WA. But what are the consequences and outcomes of a lack of drivers coming into the industry and also because of the hard border?
Well, yeah, look, the hard border is one issue, but once COVID's over, whenever that may well be, and we're all back to normal, there'll be still a shortage of truck drivers. Mm. There was a shortage of truck drivers before COVID-19 started, and there'll be a shortage of truck drivers once it's over. COVID has only exacerbated that and shined the light on an issue that we have. But what will happen? Mining companies won't be able to deliver the same amount of iron ore that they deliver today. Mm. So there'll be a shortage of that, and them companies will be affected by it. Their shares will be affected, so mum and dads will be affected with their superannuation. That's what, if you want to drill it down to how far that can go, that's one issue that will happen. There'll be an issue whether we can deliver enough food to supermarkets, to mining companies to feed the miners, to parts on mines, to parts in workshops for people's cars to be serviced. Mm. That's what happens when you don't have enough truck drivers. Your radio station might not get a part one day, or might be late getting there and you have an issue with broadcasting.
Mm.
These are the things that may happen if we don't address this and address it today.
Mm.
That's not been a motive. That's a fact.
Mm.
If you haven't got someone to drive a truck, you don't have someone to deliver the freight.
Yeah. Well, I think we're definitely feeling it, Tim, because my bloody online shopping is being delivered at a very, very long, long lag. So I think I don't think that's a truckies issue. That's an Australia Post issue. But it goes to show, right? We are a very isolated state, so we rely on the trucking industry. So we need to maintain its strength and things like that.
Well, they're a truckie. They just drive a smaller truck at Australia Post.
Mm. Yeah.
They drive a van, so, they're a vanny, if you want to call them that. But at the end of the day, yeah, you won't get your latte, Jenna. You can't have that.
In terms of people's, the peak body for WA's road transport, Cam Dumsley, saying this week that potentially we could have ADF personnel behind the wheel of road trains. Look, I'm assuming that our soldiers are very well trained in driving heavy artillery vehicles. Would you assume that there would be the same level of safety on our roads if they were, because they're not very experienced truck drivers, right?
Well, no. I'm not going to say whether, someone from the armed forces couldn't be trained to do the job or not. They could be, but, and that'll be a federal jurisdiction that'll have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, look, let's hope it doesn't get to that. I just can't imagine that we'd have to call the armed forces in to drive our trucks. I'm not saying that it is not that serious. It is that serious, but we need to be dealing with it before it gets to that level of a problem.
Mm.
We need to be dealing with it now. We need to be bringing in and the government set up a trainee a project pilot down at the Southwest TAFE.
Right.
Which is fantastic, and we hope that we can, from there, and the TWU, and along with CAMS, the Western Roads Federation have been behind this, and the Premier I know is behind it, and and it's really a matter of now that pilot, seeing how that goes, and then expanding that into other areas through TAFEs and that, to make sure that we have proper training processes in place.
Yeah.
The government is talking at the moment, and we've got a committee working that's looking at improved road amenities on the highways, and it's really the next step of where that goes. So, and hopefully, in a short period of time, we'll have a plan in place for an ongoing improvement of truck bays and stops in roadhouses. So,
fantastic.
So there is some things happening, but we'd like them to have happened yesterday,
instead
of where it needs to be, because there is a shortage of drivers, and the only way you're going to fix that is by making it more attractive for people to come into our industry. And if the demographics of our industry, the average truck driver is well over 50.
Mm.
I mean, you can't, it's we're at the edge of that cliff, and we're starting to drop off the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. One final thing before you go, Tim. I saw when all of the border wars started firing up against Clive Palmer v Premier Mark McGowan, there was some really interesting comments made on Facebook around how some of your members may consider boycotting Clive Palmer's mines up north. Did that eventuate?
No, not as yet. we're just waiting to see what happens there. At the end of the day, some of our members have said, if he wants to fly his private jetty, we won't refuel it, or we might not put food on it. And so, there's still a bit to go in this. And our members, along with the public of West Australia, and are probably sick of billionaires wanting to be richer billionaires. So many people have sacrificed during this process, and we have greedy billionaires out there that just want to make themselves richer, they give nothing back to this country.
Yeah.
Continually rape and pillage it, and it's about time they give something back too.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I think that's a perfect note to end it on. Transport Workers Union State Secretary Tim Dawson, thank you so very much for joining us on the West Live. Hope to chat to you again soon, my friend.
Anytime, Jenna. Thanks.